Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is...
Jared Syndrome, you guys.
Hello, young man. Young man. How are you, sir? Hold on. We've got a microphone issue. Are we okay? Test?
Test one.
There we go. Right. How are you?
I'm doing well, Richard. Thanks for having me over. Adeline as well. Thank you for having me over.
Check out his voice, man. It's so deep.
Busy man?
I've been pretty busy so far. As you all know, and I heard Richard mention early on that I won Clio Most Eligible Bachelor 2016 recently. And I've been quite blessed to be part of the finalists for Mr. World Malaysia. So the finals will actually be on the 21st of August at Le Noir, so you can actually grab your tickets for that. Yeah, so tickets are going up at 200 ringgit, so 21st of August, 8 p.m., if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Lovely stuff. Right then, so how did it all start? I mean, from what I understand, you're a full-time teacher as well, right?
Yeah, correct, full-time teacher.
And how did you go from being... You know, how did you decide, okay, teaching is not quite enough. I want to be doing something else as well. And you must be distracting in class, for God's sake, surely, you know.
that I'm not sure. But how it all started, I think, was way back when I was like 19 or 20 years old, because I was never like the tough guy you would say that jock in uni. So, when I was back in uni, I was that underweight guy. I weighed 57 kilos.
Wow.
All right? At this side, 57 kilos. So you could count.
How tall are you? What, 180?
182, yeah.
Right.
So about 6 foot. So you could count basically every rep. But the good thing about this is I was never body conscious. I would still remove my T-shirts and go and play football and whatnot. I was never body conscious.
But then Are you sure?
Yeah. Serious, you could see pictures of me shirtless and counting my ribs and still giving you a double front bicep. All right, so that was me in a way. But then it came to a point, you know, where I just wanted to go to the gym because coming from a family where my brother was naturally a good sportsman, my sister at that point, I think, could whoop my butt. My dad was like, always into sports. He's 68 right now and he's super fit. So, and my mom, in a way, she was always supportive in this sense. So I said, you know, let's get into the gym. So I was doing that for a couple of years. And then what happened was I wanted to start fighting when Malaysian invasion, the first season, took over.
Right.
So I wanted to do that. So at that point, I was teaching. I went to a gym, I said, you know, it's a huge investment. I said, you know, I'm paying you this amount, I'm going to be a fighter. 3 months in, I had my first fight, and then this became an addiction.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, hold on to that. Folks, if you want to get in touch, we have a giveaway. A quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We are giving away the...
Original Sprout. We're giving away 4 starter kits. Now, in these boxes, we have Original Sprout Miracle Detangler, Face and Body Sunscreen, Natural Hair Gel, Conditioner and Shampoo, all flown in all from California. Now, all you have to do is just answer this this question. What color is Ken Masters' outfit from the video game Street Fighter? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Jared, I think we're going to pick up on the Malaysian invasion stuff a little bit when we come back after the break.
Sure.
All right. Let's take a very short break. We've got some music coming up and some ads, of course. We've got a little bit of the Arctic Monkeys coming up next. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
And I'm Jared Syndrome.
Right, he's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. We seem to have fixed his mic. Everything should be
perfect
okay.
Right now.
He's not sounding like Darth Vader. And he's not sounding as though it's a
hopefully no.
Right. Of course, quick reminder, 01620019000. We have a giveaway this evening. We're giving away these starter packs from Original Sprout.
That's right, all the way from California. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. What color is Ken Masters' outfit from the video game Street Fighter? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for us tonight, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Just to make that question a little bit simpler, we're just asking for Ken. He's the blonde haired character
That's
from Street
right.
Fighter. His outfit, what colour is it? I almost very nearly said it actually to give it away. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, of course, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. It's up to you. Choose your poison. Now then, Jared. Okay, so a little bit earlier on, we briefly touched on the Malaysian invasion.
Yeah.
That was a big thing, right?
Yeah, the first season kicked off pretty well,
yeah.
And that's what got me interested in it, because all this while you just watched it on telly and
yeah.
thought that, you know, I want to be that person. I want to be Anderson Silva, Winter Balfour, all these big names.
Mm.
But we never saw it here. And once Malaysian invasion kicked off, everyone knew that now you actually could fight in Malaysia.
Right.
Mm. Like, legally fight. So
big difference.
Yeah, yeah, huge okay. difference. So, I started training, wanted to take part in that. And I've actually gotten to the top 16. That was the furthest that I went in Malaysian invasion. So the challenge of it was basically, for a lot of the fighters, is basically juggling your daily life.
Right.
Your daytime job.
Yeah.
Training, your meal preps. Some of them, even people like me, work two jobs. So it's trying to do these things and then wanting to fight. And then you might have, like for me, on fight day was when I had the next Monday, I had to actually submit the report card for my kids. So I was busy marking my papers and all. Hopefully my boss not listening in this. So yeah, I was busy like marking my papers before my fight. So things like that. Mm. So like what I tell people, the fight before the fight is basically, which is the hardest part.
Right.
That is the weight cut. Like I used to cut 8 kilos because I used to fight at 65.8 kilos and I walk around at 72-73 kilos. So that itself is a challenge.
Wow.
Fighting part, that's the fun part. You got the crowd cheering, adrenaline kicks in.
Mm-hmm. Let's just rewind a bit. You say you gotta lose what, 8 kilos?
Yeah, 8 kilos.
How do you manage to lose 8 kilos without starving yourself and still keeping energy to fight?
All right. When I started doing it was a lot of trial and error, because as we went in, internet was our best friend, YouTube.
Right.
And obviously you had our coach. Your coach is there, but they're not by your side 24 hours. Mm. So the first fight that I had, there was a Malaysian invasion, was actually part of the F3 League. Before my weigh-in, I was 2 kg overweight. And that time I wasn't sponsored by any gym. I wasn't affiliated to any gym. So what I did was I just put on a black garbage bag, just cut a hole, put it over me, put on my hoodie, put on my track bottoms. I drove towards the closest field near my school, ran the field, wound up my windows and sat in the car.
Wow.
And just started sweating carbs.
Uh-huh.
So, and I drove from Subang right up to Chulan at that time, about a 40-minute drive.
I bet your car smelled wonderful.
Yeah, the car was car was soaked and I was lightheaded by that point.
I bet.
But then your weigh-in's about 24 hours right before that. So yeah, I lost. I lost about 2.5.
How long do you have to do that?
Kilos. So that's this before the fight. So for me to reach weight, and then after the fight, you just...
Oh, carry on.
So after the fight, you just basically...
Hold on a second. The mic has gone off a sec. Do apologize, folks. Just a quick reminder while we're fixing the mic. Oh, it's back on. Carry on, Jared.
So like I was saying, the most important thing is after you do your weigh-in is basically to take loads of fluids, because you're basically losing water weight.
Right, yeah.
So taking the fluids, a lot of coconut water, because you're getting this good minerals, salts and all in. Yeah.
Wow.
So no food, nothing?
So I taper down food, and the last 3 to 4 days, even water is controlled as well.
It must be very difficult, though.
Yes, very difficult. Just like what I said, that is the real challenge.
Mm.
Yeah, but what was the duration like? You know,
I really start being strict 14 days out.
Okay.
So obviously, you have a strict diet, right, when you go into fight camp. But 14 days out is when you really, really need to count every drop of water.
Yeah.
Every sip that you take matters.
Yeah.
So whether, even though you've got that extra spoon of rice there, you're going to make sure whether it's worth it or not.
Right,
because,
right.
Yeah, you're just not sure whether you're going to miss weight or not. Even though, and remember, this is at a major level. So I could just imagine.
Yeah, what it's like at a pro
what
level.
What it's like at a pro level.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, at a pro level, you don't have, you just fight.
Yeah.
You don't have your daytime job. So I've got a lot of respect, a lot of props for the major fighters who are still day in and day out grinding.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, let's move on a little bit before we have to take a break. Cleo's most eligible bachelor 2016. Yeah. You're now taking part in Mr. Malaysia World for this year.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you a little secret, folks, just off air. There's stuff that you have to do for this that is very different, perhaps, to what you would have done. For the other tournaments or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to dance, right?
Yeah. So this is actually not the favorite part, actually. So having to do a choreography, and there's 16 of us.
Yeah.
And when we meet during practices, God have mercy.
I can imagine it's very manly. It's like, hey, bro. Hey, how you doing, bro? Hey, what's your dance today? You know.
Yeah, and it's not really, I would say it's not really pretty sad, but hopefully we are getting there.
So what kind of dance
So now we're dancing to Justin Timberlake's new hit.
Mm-hmm.
Can't Stop This Feeling.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So Justin can move, right? So to try to live up to that. And obviously we've got a dance instructor who's coaching us through it. So I've practiced yesterday for about an hour, so hopefully all the other guys are practicing as well, so that we look good on stage. So
good,
yeah,
good.
So these are, you know, it's just that this different experience that we feed on. Mm. So to me, like in this, chances I'm gonna not really dance really well on that night. But I think it's nice when we're able to laugh at ourselves.
Right,
this night,
right.
Because I don't think we're expected to dance really well. It's just to give the crowd a good show.
It's entertainment.
Yeah, it's entertainment at the end of the day, right? So, yeah. So, but we're all there to put on a show.
Yeah.
And hopefully we do.
Great. It sounds like a lot of fun, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, we're going to move on to our next break, of course, folks. We will be back with news from Page 2 and Smarty Pants in a couple of minutes. We have Coldplay coming up and Sharon Jones. But before we do that, quick reminder, 016-201-9000 is the number to remember. Answer this question for us.
Tell us, what color is Ken Masters' outfit from the video game Street Fighter? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
In the studio we have...
And I'm Jared Sundram.
He's going to be with us all the way through until 9 p.m. We're going to try and not scare him off with Smarty Pants.
He's not a runaway, is he? No.
Of course, we've got news from Page 2 coming up in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, let's remind you about the giveaway. 016-201-9000. That's the number you need to remember.
That's right. We're giving away 4 original Sprout starter kits. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Now, what colour is Ken Masters' outfit from the video game Street Fighter? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Twitter, we are at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Same thing on InstaSnap.
InstaSnap, really?
InstaChat.
Do you like it?
This is the new thing, right? They're just essentially stealing Snapchat.
Well, they just started it, and not many functions.
Yet. But you see how much money they've got behind that, right?
Enough life. You started off
enough
Instagram.
Enough
If you started off with Instagram, there's pictures taken, there's videos, you know, enough. You know, we have Snapchat, it's enough.
You complaining about a photograph app is like, I don't know, this doesn't sound right. Just doesn't feel right.
I've not downloaded Snow yet. You wait.
Yet.
You just
do
wait.
Not do
you
that.
Just wait.
All right, we better move on before we start arguing all the way through the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got news from Page 2, and it sounds like this.
Extra, extra, be all about.
What's all the shouting?
Disney.
Oh,
you like Disney?
Really?
Disney theme park?
Let it go. Go on then. What have you got? What have you got?
So apparently Disney is planning a system to track... is planning to track down guests at theme parks using their shoes. Now, how does it work?
What?
Yes, how does it work?
What do you mean track them?
Listen out.
Sorry. Yes.
So the system would actually use cameras and sensors to scan people's footwear on arrival. Mm-hmm. So when you're at the gate, you know, there's a, they call it the robot lah. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of people standing at the guard area to check or like,
one, two,
yeah,
three people.
Correct. Okay. So they have a robot machine right there. And when you arrive, they will scan your shoes and all, and then it will track them as they move around the ground. So when you enter the theme park, they can actually track where you walk to.
That's it. This is Disney's new big plan.
Yeah.
Well, you have same pair of flip-flops.
Yeah, right.
Like someone else.
Right, exactly, right?
Well, shoe size, don't know.
Like, I mean, it's not like your shoes are like a fingerprint and everybody's individual.
But you know what Disney say? They say that, you know,
they say,
tracking,
let it go.
Tracking shoes is easier than tracking faces because of the wide variations in the appearance, like size and color of footwear. So, yeah, like you said, you know, if you wear the same pair of shoes, if you have the same shoe size, how?
And what's wrong with those little clicky things? I mean, they're cheap. They save you a lot of money on developing and one thing or another, right?
True.
Uh-huh. Come on, where's your counter argument, you know? you're just like Disney's got this really cool idea.
It is cool, but not cool. But to me, you know, why do you not track just faces and all? I mean,
right.
You have head count. The word head count is for a reason, okay? Yeah, yeah. Why do you want to...
You don't want to call it foot count.
No, it doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right, does it?
Doesn't sound right. I mean, how do you say it?
Go on, have a go.
How do you track shoes? How do you track the sizes and everything? Faces are different, okay? Uh-huh. You have kids, you have adults, you know? That's when you get to see different kind of people, different races, and all. That's how you see. Why do you need shoes to, you know, track to where they go?
I think they're just trying to make it easier, right?
Do you think it's going to be easier?
I don't know. Ask Disney. Let it go. Moving on. Now, I'm sorry, that was three really bad jokes in about 2 minutes. Right, I'm going to be talking about gnomes, not Disney gnomes.
I know.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ma. Right.
I read a story.
You read it. Okay, so it's not a new story per se, but it's one of these things that kind of comes up regularly. You've heard this story about somebody stealing their neighbor's gnome and they take it on holiday and they take snaps of it at like the Grand Canyon and somewhere else, right? You've not heard about this?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Wake up, the pair of you. I mean, it's 8:40, you shouldn't be sleeping just yet. So this is about a woman from British Columbia whose gnome went missing, and it turned up 8 months later. And it got a photo album with it. When it turned up on her doorstep, the photo album was next to it, and the pictures of it at the Grand Canyon. It had been skiing, it had gone climbing. And it sounds like a more exciting version of my life. I mean, I'd never be able to do this. Visited lots of lovely places along the way. This is a gnome, for heck's sake. You know, been to Mexican Beach, hiking through the Grand Canyon, all these little things. But the reason I'm talking about this is because it reminded me of a story from back home when my parents and my family would have these, what they called gnome wars with my neighbors, right? So how it worked was... somebody from my family would place a gnome somewhere in their garden, right? And then the neighbor's job was to try and find that gnome. Mm-hmm. When they'd found it, they had to prove that they'd found it and then add another gnome and then hide that one in my parents' garden. And then when my parents found it, it would just go on. So there'd be like three gnomes, then five gnomes, then six gnomes and whatever. And it got to a period where there was something like 20 gnomes being passed forward to and from these two families. And we laid them all out one day, and the neighbor came around and she's like, you haven't found them all. Well, but there's 20 gnomes here. Where's the other ones? And we actually found out that she'd planted one inside a pond, right, with a pretend scuba thing, and it was underneath the water. How are you supposed to find that? But it was just one of those little stories that you read and it kind of makes you smile and you're like, it's a good little story.
Did you realize your Pokemon went missing?
My Pokemon has gone missing, has it? Where's my Pikachu? Look at you. Okay, right, now, so Jared, I know you are a competitive man, right?
Let's look at it.
You could say that. I mean, you've done Cleo and you've done Mr. Malaysia coming up and you've been fighting. And now we're going to test your brains. But you're a teacher, so this is not going to work, is it?
Oh, no, make it easy. Like what I always say when it comes to this reputation's on the line. So
that's what they say, right?
Pass me the answer sheet, actually.
We're not going to do that. It sounds a little bit like this. Hold on. Okay, then. So the idea is you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can, right? If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right on.
All right,
okay?
Let's go.
The first question,
I know,
really?
Right?
Really?
Yeah. Are you ready? Your 3 minutes start now. What is the newest model released by the Malaysian car brand Perodua? Is it Rusa or Beza?
Beza.
Well done. Here we go. The next one is Allium phobia. Allium phobia is the irrational fear of which plant? Garlic or onions?
Garlic.
What is the name of the title character in the 2005 animated film The Corpse Bride? Is it Emily or Josie?
Emily.
Singer Dan Reynolds is the frontman of which US band? The Imagine Dragons or Linkin Park?
Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, great, yeah. What is depicted on the Lamborghini car logo? Is it a bull or a stallion?
Stallion.
It's a bull.
Oh.
How many people are in the court in a korfball team? Six or eight?
Six.
Did you know what korfball was?
No.
No, me neither. How many Rocky films were directed by Sylvester Stallone? Four or five?
Four.
Correct. How many lanes does an Olympic swimming pool have? Eight or ten?
10.
Correct. Who directed the 1941 film The Maltese Falcon? Was it John Huston or Humphrey Bogart?
John Huston.
Good guess. movie director, stunt choreographer, and martial artist Michael Jai White has a black belt in which discipline? Karate or jiu-jitsu?
Karate.
Correct. Which playing card is known as the devil's bedpost? The four of clubs or the four of spades?
Four speeds.
Four clubs. What is the name of the spaceship in the 1979 film Alien? Is it the Nostromo or the Pillar of Autumn?
Nostromo.
Correct. Fitch fur comes from which animal? A ferret or a polecat?
Ferret.
It's a polecat. What is a line called that goes straight from the center of a circle to the circumference? Is it the diameter or the radius?
Radius.
Correct. Quicksilver is another name for which metallic element? Mercury or argentum?
Argentum.
It's mercury. Oh. Which British television chef has kitchen nightmares? Is it Jamie Oliver or Gordon Ramsay?
Jamie Oliver.
It's Gordon Ramsay.
Oh.
Which car manufacturer has the motto, the power of dreams? Is it Toyota or Honda?
Honda.
Correct. Miel is French for which foodstuff, honey or wine?
Honey.
Correct. Which soft drink gives you wings? Is it Monster Energy?
Red Bull.
Correct. Lop Buri, Phichit and Ang Thong are provinces in which Asian country? Thailand or Vietnam?
Thailand.
Correct. How many moons does the planet Mars have? One or two?
Two.
What type of creature is a kagu? Is it a bird or a fish?
Fish.
It's a bird. Which animal has the highest known blood pressure of any mammal in the world? Elephants or giraffes?
Giraffes.
What is the largest cell in the human body? The bone cell or the ovum cell?
Ovum.
Final question. Who wrote the 1831 novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Victor Hugo or Enid Blyton?
Victor Hugo.
Correct, of course. Right.
Yeah.
Very short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. That was Weezer with The Good Life. Welcome back to That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline June.
This
and
is...
I'm Jared Sundrum.
So just before the break, we were testing his brain on Smarty Pants. Didn't do
pretty
too bad,
right.
Actually. Yeah,
yeah,
right. Confident and, you know, quietly confident. I thought it was
He's a teacher.
He's a teacher. All right. So what we'll do then, Jared, is we'll go through some of the questions that you got wrong first.
All right.
Just to make you feel bad. And then we'll tell you how well you did, right?
Yeah, but before that, we have a giveaway tonight. We're giving away four original Sprout starter kits. All thanks to our friends at Life Inspired. Now, they're all flown in from California. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. What color is Ken Masters' gi, which is his outfit from the video game Street Fighter? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well.
We have a few entries, and one of them has really taken my fancy, and I might have to announce that a little bit later on anyway.
Cool.
What we'll do is we'll let you know before the end of this segment whether or not you're a winner. How many have we got to give away tonight?
We're giving away four tonight.
Four tonight. I'll definitely let one of you guys know anyway. Okay,
let's go through it, yeah?
Let's do it.
All right, the first one. What depicted the Lamborghini car logo is bull. How many people are on the court of a korfball team is eight. Fitch fur comes from which animal is polecat. Quicksilver is another name for which metallic element is mercury. Which British television chef has kitchen nightmares is Gordon Ramsay.
Of course it's Gordon Ramsay. Right then, let's have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Sundrum scored 18 points.
It's good.
Woo-hoo.
It's good. Right, what we normally do then is we've got some facts that we're going to announce now. So we'll do that first and then we'll get to the winners of the stuff. But Jared, yeah. Good luck with all the competition that's coming up. I hope your choreography is spot on. I will be watching
it. Have you been practicing a lot?
Not a lot, but...
But enough.
Hopefully not.
I will be watching it on YouTube when it comes out. I guarantee that. I'll be tagging it on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. Seriously, though, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Right. So what's your fact of the day?
No, before I mention my fact, I want to talk about Ticket to Ride later on at 9 p.m. So we have national athlete Kimberly Yap as she talks about her tales of hiking up the picturesque landscape of Capri and her ventures around the seas of the island. So, guys, stay tuned to Ticket to Ride at 9 p.m.
Go on, then. Give us your fact
all
now.
All right. What about you first?
Okay. Did you know? Have you heard of the phrase newticles?
No.
Don't laugh.
No.
Okay. So newticles are synthetic testicles for neutered pets.
Are
Wait.
You serious?
Listen.
Are you serious?
And they have a tagline. It's like nothing ever changed. Believe me, something changed. Anyway, right. Come on, what's yours?
So polar bears clean their fur by face planting into the snow and rubbing their bodies against the ground while pushing themselves along with their back legs.
It's like nothing ever changed. Mm-hmm. Right then. So we've had a few entries and there's one that I really like. I'm going to write it down. It's by Amelin. And his reason that he should win, he says, let me win, lah. Always never win at life. Maybe I can win this. Okay, I feel bad.
I'll send you one.
All right. Thank you very much. Now then, Jared, thanks very much for coming in. We'll put up the podcast and everything. And if you missed any part of this show, folks, of course, you can head over to bfm.my and download the podcast a little bit after this show.
That's right.
Right, who have we got on tomorrow then, Adeline?
We have... Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, it's terrible, right?
Thanks, you tricked me. I tricked you yesterday.
Yeah, exactly, right? Okay. Folks, do tune in tomorrow, of course. We will be back from Deepest Darkest Bandit Otama. It has been that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Oh, you know what?
What's that?
You know what? Mm-hmm. Friday is Spotify Friday tomorrow. We have Q Sound, Marcus Young. Stay tuned, guys.
Such a good job you have, Google Calendar. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.